Please tell me my study Bible study. I will be off for Lent and probably won't be back until April. Lord Jesus, love us all and please take care of us. Here we go. Into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook and have commanded the ravens to be. I commanded the ravens to feed you there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. So he went and stayed by the brook. Flows into the Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. And it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Arise and build the Zipra, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So she arose and went to Sepphoris. So he arose and went to Sepphoris. When he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was gathering sticks. And he called her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And she was going to get, and she was going to get, so he called her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I need to learn to prepare for myself and my son, so we may eat it and die. And Elijah came to her and said, do not fear, and don't do as she has said. The first make me a small cake from the first, and bring it to me, and afterwards, make some for yourself and your son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the bin of the flour shall not be used up, nor the jar of the oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain upon the earth. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah. And she and her household ate for many days. Then the flour was not used, nor did the jar of oil run dry according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. Now, it happened after those things that the son of the woman who owned the house became sick. And his sickness was so serious that there was no breath left in him. So she said to Elijah, what have I done with you, O man of God, that you bring to me my sins to remembrance and to kill my son? He said, give me your son. They took him out of her arms and carried him to the upper room where he was staying and laid him on his own bed. And then he cried out to the Lord, saying, Oh Lord my God, have you also brought tragedy on the widow with whom I lost by killing her son? And he stretched himself out on the tub three times and cried to the Lord God, saying, Oh Lord my God, I pray, let this child's soul come back to him. And then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down upon the roof into the house and gave him to his mother. Elijah said, "See, your son lives." And then the woman said to Elijah, now, by this I know you are a man of God, and the word of the Lord is in your mouth is the truth. Here we go. Come on. Sorry for any background noise. I'm going to try and fix that. And then Elijah, the Tishbite, happened at Gilead, said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel is before whom I stand, there shall not be a dew or rain these years except in my word. That was the original King James Version. This is the newer version here. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, get away from here. Turn eastward and hide by the brook of Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed you. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. When he went to sleep by the brook of Cherith, which flows into the Jordan, the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning. And he drank from the brook. As it happened, while the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. Thank you. word of the Lord came to Timothy, and write to the notes of Barnabas, which belongs to Simeon, and dwell there. See, I have provided a widow there, and they are also to provide for you. When he arose and went to Barnabas, and when he came to the gate of the city, the widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her, and said, Please bring me a little water in the cup that I may drink. And she was going to get it. As he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have some bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar. And I am gathering a couple of sticks, that I may go in and prepare for myself and my son, that we may eat and die. Then Elijah said to him, do not fear and go, and do as you have said, but make a small cake from it first, and bring it to me. And afterwards, some to yourself and some to your son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel. The Lord God of Israel, within the flour you shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of the oil dry until the day the Lord sends the rain on the earth. So she went away, and according to the word of Elijah, she and her household ate for many days. Within the flour was not used up, for the jar of oil went dry, according to the word of the Lord God, which he spoke by Elijah. And now in heaven, after these things, the son of the woman, who owned the house, became sick, and his sickness was so serious that there was no breath left in him. So she said to Elijah, What do I have to do with you, O man of God? Have you come to me to bring sin to the remembrance and to kill my son? And he said to her, give me your son. So he took him out of her arms and carried him to the upper room where he was staying, and laid him down on his own bed. And he cried out to the Lord, saying, O Lord my God, have you brought tragedy on the widow with whom I lost by killing her son? And he stretched himself out on the couch three times and cried out to the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray this child will come back to him. When the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived. And then Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper room. To the house and gave him to his mother to see your son live. And then the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in your mouth is the truth. Thank you, Lord. Love you. Please take care of us and love us all. I got one more thing to do here.
The heavens on whose the day,
I'm saying things that I don't know if it's true, but I can just imagine 10,000 angels cry. That's what seems like rain to me and you. Angels also brought us a reputation from the tree. They waited for the word from his voice. So when he asked the Father, why is thou forsaken me? They watched the Savior die of his own joy. Never seen 10,000 angels cry, but I'm sure they did. So say goodbye and watch the Savior die. God turned his head away, turned his eyes, watched the moon by rain. 10,000 angels cry as the sun slipped away. The sky turned to gray, and when Jesus gave his all, that's when tears began to fall. Never seen 10,000 angels cry, and sure they did as their face goodbye, and watched the Savior die. God turned his head away, he comes there beside. Must the blood vibrate when 10,000 angels cry? Must the blood vibrate when 10,000 angels cry? Lord Jesus, love us all, please take care of us.